summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're looking into the oil and gas sector. Now, a look into the fourth quarter earnings report card. Aggregate revenue from the upstream space deteriorated 40% year-on-year, leading to cumulative operating losses for the quarter. Now, Sean, five offshore service players out of your 15 total core coverage stocks also ended with heavy losses. Just in retrospect, Sean, was this a challenging year for the sector?
It was indeed a challenging quarter for some of these upstream players, as the earning performance was largely bogged down by stubbornly high fixed costs amid a lower revenue. Asset-heavy players such as drillers and overseas charterers widened their operating losses, dragged down by lower vessel utilizations, with no reprieve in the charter rate during the monsoon season. Meanwhile, the aggregate oilfield services revenue improved by 6% Q-on-Q, helped by companies such as Dilium and Uzma receiving more work orders from oil majors, despite fourth quarter being a seasonally weak quarter because of monsoon. On the flip side, we see the downstream players posted stronger earnings improvement, up 13% Q-on-Q and up 7% year-on-year in fourth quarter, backed by higher sales volume, higher average selling price, resulting from stronger USD against ringgit.
And in the fourth quarter as well, Sean, we also saw oil and gas firms, I guess, incurring very large impairments. I guess most analysts are calling a kitchen sinking quarter. Within the upstream space itself, aggregate impairment in FY 2016 was 2.3 times more than FY 2015. Most of the impairment was attributed to Bumi Armada, which incurred close to 1.7 billion ringgit in impairment. Sean, is this a case of, you know, the industry just being too prudent in its accounting policy, or is the sector really still preparing for the worst?
We believe the overall impairment risk dropped after this sinking quarter, as the impairment assessment is done across all assets to reflect the recovery amount, which is higher of the value in use or current market value of these assets. And subsequently, the impairment amount is being approved by auditors. However, we do not discount further impairment on selective unutilized assets, especially in the OSG markets going forward, if the utilizations remain unsatisfactory.
And moving on now to production, Sean, data from February also suggests that OPEC nations are mostly keeping their end of the bargain and keeping to the agreement to cut production. In fact, it reached a compliance rate of 94%. That's a historic high for the oil cartel, in fact. Does this bode well for the markets? And, you know, is this trend also likely to continue?
This has definitely helped to improve the oil market fundamentals. We expect consistent compliance from the OPEC nations and, of course, higher compliance from Russia this month. And we believe the market is building the expectations for an extension after the six-month period, which will be decided in the next OPEC meeting in May. However, if failing to do so, it would potentially lead to a short-term pullback in oil prices.
And last week as well, Sean, Malaysia saw a very important visit by Saudi Arabia. The few agreements were signed. One of the most historic one was of course, Saudi Aramco signing an agreement to invest almost 31 billion ringgit into the Petronas's rapid oil refinery project. Sean, has this excited markets in a way in terms of a boost in sentiment as well as better contract flows and jobs for the sector?
Looking at Petronas' balance sheet as of third quarter last year, Petronas cash stand at 115 billion and total borrowings stood at 63 billion. We believe this 31 billion investment from Saudi Aramco will help to alleviate Petronas' cash flow commitment to Rapid, which could be channeled to other investments. And besides that, in order for the Pengerang development to stay on track for the startup in 2019, we believe this would translate into higher work orders within these 2 years, which will benefit companies which are involved in it, such as Dialog as well as Pentec and many other companies. Yep.
And against these factors that we just talked about, you know, Sean, like, OPEC nations now keeping, you know, holding out their end to the bargain and, you know, Saudi Aramco pumping in more investments into Petronas Rapid project, are you expecting better earnings projection ahead for the local oil and gas firms?
Looking across the sector and the numbers, both consensus and our in-house numbers are portraying recovery of earnings this year. premising on an improvement in oil prices as well as better operating environment. However, we believe the earnings risk will persist as first half 2017 earnings will still be weak and flattish. So we believe the gradual earnings recovery to be seen more prominently in second half of the year with better contract sales as well as higher offshore activities.
And lastly, Sean, what are some of your top picks for the sector?
We have Sapura Kenchana as our top sector top pick, which is because of a good proxy to ride on the gradual recovery for the sector, while Yinsen is our top pick for non-Sharia compliant investors looking for earnings resiliency within the upstream space.
Thanks so much for your insights. That was Sean Lim, analyst at Kenanga Research, and now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.